This is Fresh Air. Joni Mitchell has a new album called Chalk Mark in a Rainstorm, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. The album is Mitchell's first since Dog Eat Dog in 1985. For this new one, she's assembled a well-known group of musicians, including Willie Nelson, Don Henley from the Eagles, Tom Petty, and Peter Gabriel.
I'm going to take you to my secret place, says Joni Mitchell at the start of her new album. It's a song in which the narrator is speaking to a new lover, making romantic promises, but lots of listeners may take it as something else.
People talk to tell you something, or to take up space. Guess I'm only talking to be talking to. I don't talk much to anyone, but you're a special case for my special place. My special place.
The song's ethereal melodiousness and first-person intimacy hark back to Mitchell's trilogy of self-revelation, the albums Blue, For the Roses, and Court and Spark. These records, released between 1971 and 1974, represent the last time Mitchell was speaking private thoughts to a vast public. For much of the past decade, Mitchell has indulged her interest in jazz and jazz-influenced pop. In the process, she's alienated most of the audience that had made her a star. Chalk Mark in a Rainstorm, however, is the best sort of comeback. It reestablishes her connection to pop music without denying the unpopular music in which she had placed her faith. That's Dancin' Clown, a song that illustrates one of Joni Mitchell's stylistic experiments on this album. Many of the songs here tend to be narratives with dialogue, lots of he saids and she saids. Wherever possible, Mitchell has other vocalists singing her speeches. For example, that was the pouty punk star Billy Idol, yowling out the part of the bully boyfriend in Dancin' Clown. But the most striking example of this strategy occurs a little later in the album, when Mitchell takes the old cowboy song Cool Water, rewrites it in Joni Mitchell harmonics, and casts Willie Nelson as Dan, the old cowpoke whose spirit yearns for cool, clear water. Taking a 1936 song made famous by Roy Rogers and making it her own is inspired eccentricity, one of those leaps of artistic intuition that Mitchell encourages in her music. When they work, as I think that one does, it's a beautiful shock. When it doesn't, the music seems vaguely embarrassed for itself. There are a couple of audacious clinkers on Chalk Mark in a Rainstorm, such as one called The Tea Leaf Prophecy, Lay Down Your Arms, which is a sort of pie-eyed anti-war screed. Then there's Lakota, in which Mitchell assumes the role of an American Indian. Lakota, looking at money, man. Lakota, Mitchell's sympathy with Native Americans can easily become confused with self-righteousness. The solemn drone of the music comes to sound ponderous. Most of the time, however, Chalk Mark in a Rainstorm suggests why Joni Mitchell was once considered the most innovative of all the singer-songwriters that emerged in the late 60s. These days, she has mastered the sound of synthesizers and drum machines and merges them with her own vocal tracks to create revelatory, often entrancing music.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
I took a house by the water, took a man on a mountainside. Pretty house by the water, lovely lover by the waterside. Last time I saw that Mary, hung down his head and cried. Corina, Corina,
this is Fresh Air.